Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
The other thing that made her breathe on the rocking bed was in your diaphragm. The motion back and forth with the innards pressing up on the diaphragm and onto her lungs and back and forth to make her breathe.
And that didn't make you dizzy?
No, I walked for 39 years.
Wow.
That is amazing. So when I stopped rocking, it was hard.
Mm-hmm. So you would even rock in the middle of the night and you'd sleep at
night. I'd be off in the day quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember being just in here when you were sitting up in a chair. Did you have some equipment that have to have? It'd be kind of fun.
I had a respirator then.
I think these kids haven't seen anything beyond just that old iron lung.
Yeah.
And how times have been through.
Yes, the equipment
years.
Has changed, but I read about the rocking bed and I couldn't, from the description, figure
something out.
Yeah, but your feet don't go up, just your hip.
Everything
goes up.
The whole thing goes like this.
It would be like on a
it's like a teeter totter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. That's just amazing to me.
People used to visit me, they'd almost fall asleep.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You're a hypnotist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't.
It's
hard to
visualize.
Yes, I couldn't visualize
that
when I read about it. I just didn't know how it would work.
This is handy.
4 years ago, I guess was really ill in my lungs, just
couldn't
rock anymore.
So did they have to then put you back into the iron lung to help your lungs, or?
No, they just put it in top.
Oh, they put it in, so that you didn't. The worst thing about that iron lung to me would be having your arms in, so that you can't use your hands.
Yeah.
So if you get something just around
your
chest.
Yeah, you can't do anything in there.
I'm sure. I always felt so sorry for you because you like to read and you'd be looking at
this
book.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to wait for somebody to come turn the page.
Yeah, that was difficult.
I'm sure it was.
So rocking was easier.
Yeah.
They fixed my hand when I was downstate.
Did they?
Yeah. When were you downstate?
For the year of 55, 56.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
But this was the other piece that she used to use when I'd get her up, put her in a wheelchair. This is pretty well dilapidated, as you can see, but what it did was you fastened it over her chest like this, and there were straps that went underneath her back to clip on to either side to hold it tight up against her body. And then there's a valve here where you could pump air in to make a seal.
Oh, a seal there.
So complete seal around her. Chest portion.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a machine that with a hose on it, flex hose that fastened into this, and the machine created a positive and a negative pressure on her chest to make her breathe.
So you would come out of the iron lung and then into this would be the next step?
No.
No?
The next step is to
bed.
Okay.
But we use this when I set her up in the wheelchair, put her in the car, and
did you have to have oxygen?
No.
Yeah?
No. I just have a machine that pumps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What is that called? What's the name of it? You know?
This is a...
The doctor calls it a caress.
Okay.
Caress.
We've read that. Yeah.
I never knew it. Downstate they call it a chest shell. That's all they call it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they come in different sizes.
Well, sure.
And it was real hard to get them lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I don't think they make them anymore.
It looks to me like he's mended it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm glad you had such a sharp husband. Goodness.
No,
he's almost as sharp as Mr. Reynolds. He could make anything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, the problem with him was the rubber seal. You can see how it's
rubber seal.
I suppose it moves.
And they didn't make it anymore. So.
But you can use that and take her out of doors for drives. You can use this when she goes in the car?
Not anymore.
We use the better tires.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have anything.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that though.
Yeah.
It's a little bulky to handle her, but it's not.
Oh, sure.
They don't even make them anymore.
Not for years.
Do they use something different now?
I don't know what they do.
They don't eat for them, yes. Of course, there's, with the last reports were that polio was coming back.
This is what I heard the other day, and I heard it from somebody who's a school nurse in the Chicago area. And you see the parents are all, like, Joni would be one of the youngest parents nowadays. Anybody under 50 never had polio or never knew anything about it. And so they think it's, you know, it's gone forever, and so they're not inoculating their kids. So as I understand it, it's coming back, which is sort of sad.
Well, that's why it's important that a history kind of thing like this be done, so people do know that it is, you know, a very serious...
Not only that, but there's methods or medication now that
people don't have to prevent it. But if they don't understand how serious the disease it can be, then they don't care if they're not inoculated or not. And that's what they have to understand, is that...
No, people should want to get it.
No.
I will agree to that.
I really didn't know anything about it when I got it.
I guess none
I'd
of us did.
I heard about it, but that's about it.
None of us did, and none of us could figure out why it was that all of a sudden Joe couldn't walk, and why. And I think even the doctors didn't know. We at one point, they wondered whether it was because they had given her a shot in the leg against, measles or something, and that was a, was affected. And who's to know? Might have been. I don't know.
Well, I forget how many. When she first got sick in 1953, I don't know. Either one floor was just filled with polio patients. And,
the boy in my room died.
Yeah.
Do you remember Jim Lyon's son, Jim Jr.?
I remember hearing about him then, yes.
He was exactly the same age as Joan. They were born the same day. And Joan had it in 55-0, and I think Jim had it in 52. And he was in an iron lung. Joan never was because it was related. But here's an orthopedic doctor whose son was.
Yes, I remember.
But then there was a woman from Republic. Her husband was coach at Republic High School. She got it. She got it at the same time as Alex.
Was she in an iron lung?
Oh, yeah. They were both partners, you know. I'll tell you, they were.
She wasn't in an iron lung very long.
No. But she gave the nurses a hard time.
And so how old were you when you got polio?
31.
31, wow. Yes.
I had three children.
Already? You had already had three children when you had?
Oh. 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 4-month-old.
Well, it made life a little difficult for you, didn't it?
Yes.
To say the least. And he's still holding down a job.
Yeah, I didn't work the first year, and then I got a job off here at the Power House. And they were very sympathetic about it. And I just retired 8 years ago from there.
Do you remember what kind of symptoms you had, Eric, to start with? Did you know you were real ill? Or?
Well, I was... had a headache that you wouldn't believe. Nothing helped. Then I went into the hospital that evening, and they took a spinal tap.
Yes, which is very painful.
The next day, I asked the nurse to open the window because I felt... I thought it was just stuffy.
Sure, because you couldn't not breathe.
Next thing I knew, I was in an iron lung.
To help the lungs, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it'd be a terrible feeling of not being able to get your breath.
Mm-hmm. Was it painful in the iron lung? Did you have any pain?
No, it's a real restful thing. Mm-hmm. Strange, because the pad is a little, I don't know, 3 inches thick, maybe? But you don't feel any pain. I never had a bed sore.
We were talking just a few minutes ago when we were down with the iron lung as to how, the first one, how they ever bathed you. Did they take you out of the iron lung?
I used to open it. Then when I turned blue, they'd shut it for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
I'm glad.
I'd pass out every time.
Oh, would you really? You mean you had just so much time?
Just so much I could
be out. And then they'd have to close it up again, yes.
We used a timer on it. Yeah, I think the first time, it was about a minute and a half that you had to go back in. But there was portholes.
I went downstate, they had what they call a bubble, and they put it over the head.
Oh.
Yes, the students saw.
So when you opened the lung, you didn't have to worry.
So they would.
But they didn't have that at St. Luke's.
They would put the bubble over, and then you could be out of the iron lung, because that would affect you. That's smart.
Why did you invent that?
Why did father invent that? So, well, I do remember that they had portholes, so nurses, it would still be tight.
Yeah.
And nurses could work inside.
So how long were you in an iron lung total?
I think for 4 months completely. Then I started getting out on the rocking bed.
So you were only
a few hours a day.
You were in the lung for 3 years.
Yeah.
At night.
So you were able to bring one home?
Yeah.
Or were you in the hospital for 3 years?
No, we'd never had one.
I was in the hospital.
You were in the hospital for 3 years?
Yeah. 2 years here, and then almost a year to the day, you know, at Blodgett. Grand Rapids. That was the only hospital at that time that could take polio patients because the University Hospital at Ann Arbor, they were full, and all the other military hospitals, they were crammed with polio patients.
You girls have questions?
Mm-hmm. How did you eat in an iron lung?
Just like, they just fed you, that's all.
Was it through a straw?
No.
Or could they actually feed you
regular food?
Oh, good.
Didn't eat a whole lot, but I ate with it.
But you had to be very, very careful.
Yes. That's how I was worried about it.
That's what bad in there, as long as it was on the bed. I had lung, I don't know, it just seemed to help.
Yes.
Was it hard to swallow?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
How did you pass your time in the iron lung?
I did a lot of reading.
And a lot of patiently waiting,
waiting
to turn the page.
Yeah.
We saw a picture of, but it's always, they've always been small children, and this is why I was trying to tell them. We saw a picture of a thing up here. Mm-hmm. So then I told them that that's where the book would be.
I had a mirror up there, too. I could look out the window.
Oh, it's across the street.
Sure. Because the window was in that direction. Yeah.
How old were you when you were able to live without the iron lung?
32. I used to use it. At night, not every night. But I did use it until I came home, actually.
So she was actually in St. Louis?
2 years.
2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I used it downstate, but not as much.
Downstate? Mm-hmm. When she was at Blodgett, they had some surgery on her arm.
Just my hand.
Yeah, they took it out of your leg, some of
it? No, just from the inner hand. They
so
threaded something from, I don't know what.
Like a muscle graft?
Yes, I could move my thumb.
So she could move her thumb. And then they trained her as to call to feed herself and all kinds of methods.
That didn't help a lot.
Yeah.
I was able to hold things, so, so I could, when I came home.
So then actually you had some problems with your hands as well as just the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I hadn't realized that.
She had the three types of polio at that time. She had
don't even remember the names of them.
Yeah. There was the vulvar, which affected the lungs. And then there was the
spinal, I think.
Spinal. Which affected the whole body. Mm-hmm. Then I forget what her name was. But she had all three types.
Mm-hmm. I'm always a hard one. Anything I do, I do.
You do the whole thing, huh? None of your children got polio, though, even though you had three young children.
I was the only one in the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. This is why I wait. It's so curious.
So strange,
no,
isn't
but it is strange. We were living in Lakewood at the time. I still, Joni was three, and I had another child, Kate, who was one. And she, if she got it, I think it all starts with kind of the sneezes and the cold. At least that's what Joni's did. And if Kate had the same sneezes, we don't know whether it was polio. Maybe she's immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't.
Did you have constant supervision?
What do you mean?
You were in the... keep on, like, were they there?
Somebody there all the time, no. I was in a room by myself.
Well, they didn't have nurses enough.
No.
Nurses were run ragged.
That was a nice downstate because you were in a room.
Oh, well, yeah.
With two or three other people.
Yes.
Mm. And the nurse's station was right next door.
So then they were always...
there's a company.
There was always people around. Mm. It's not near as lonely. I guess St. Luke's did best they could.
How far into your pregnancy were you when you went into the IMO?
Oh, I wasn't pregnant.
Oh, you weren't pregnant.
No, no, I had a baby 4 months old.
Four.
Okay. Speaking of that question, you'd be surprised how many telephone calls I got shortly after she got in the hospital and was diagnosed that she had cancer. How many telephone calls that I had received. And one of them was that question. Is she pregnant? We heard that she was pregnant. And the people that would call would never identify themselves.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
It was always in
prison. You had a 4-month-old baby, so you had had goodness, that must have been fun to take care of a 4-month-old baby.
Oh, yes.
And two little little toddlers.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Just
What was your first thought when you had polio?
My first what?
Thought.
That's a challenge.
Good question.
I worried about my children.
I'm sure.
I thought what was going to happen to my children. I used to dream about them.
Well, you're running out of questions, kids?
Yes.
I went up to National Mind to talk to them about this, and I said to them at the very beginning, I'm not going to give a speech, I'll answer questions.
Right.
So they had the right
to. I'm not good at speeches.
No, I'm not either. So they have done a lot of studying about this.
But you've been able to get, before this, the ventilator, you were able to go out and around and...
Whoa.
You still go?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really...
Yeah, not as much.
No.
Because
but,
she's getting fatter, and I'm getting weaker and older.
He was saying he's seen your new school next
year. Oh, have you?
Oh,
yes. You're ahead of me. Yeah. I haven't been there yet. Well, what do you think? Does it look pretty good?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So these are 8th graders, and they will be at...
They'll be at Westwood. They'll
Westwood.
Be at Westwood.
They'll
Westwood.
Be at high school.
You anxious for high school?
Yes.
She was a teacher.
Oh, were you?
She was a teacher when they married her. They took her back to work. She taught the soup.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What grade level?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. Mm-hmm.
Were you from the Sioux originally?
No. From the small town of Felch.
Oh,
yeah,
Iron Mountain.
It's almost as popular as Ralph.
For snowmobilers anyway,
yeah.
I understand.
And deer hunters.
Yeah.
It's about all, I think.
Well, you girls have to get back to school,
so
think quick about more questions.
Would you mind if we took a picture of just the bed? We won't take you in it. But just so that we have a picture of the rocking bed, would that
but
be okay?
Before you do that, we ended up where we discussed the rocking bed from the iron lung to the chest piece to the rocking bed, and now she's on the ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
So the ventilator serves the same purpose as the rocking bed or the iron lung. The only difference is that the tube goes directly into her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But here again, it's at negative and positive pressure and a respiratory rate, which we can adjust by on the machines.
So she has a tracheotomy now.
You were right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was expecting that maybe you would have oxygen in your nose.
No.
No, you don't ever have to do that. Oh, that's great. I think you should come back here where Phyllis is standing and take a picture of all that.
And then that right here,
and
I think.
A picture of
well, I think when you win your prize, no, when you win your prize,
you don't have to use my name in
it. You gotta take Charlie with you.
No, not if you don't want to.
No, no. We won't use your name.
I think just take
it
without having your.
We won't
your
have you in it. Just so you can see the motor right here, Meredith. Maybe if you come back here.
Yeah, just so, you know.
Okay.